Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live!
TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow!
TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM channel 83. However you may be listening, you won't be sorry on this Trash Talking Tuesday. That's right. Second hour of the show, you'll be able to call in and trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You got 30 to 40 seconds to do so. So get your takes ready and have at it. With that being said, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What up?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I am fantastic, my man. I am fantastic. How are you?
All good. How'd the TV show debut go on the TV network for King?
It went well. Thank you for asking. We broke records. Our highest ratings ever.
It was your first day.
Yes, so I'm telling the truth. No, but it's good. That's King TV on GLU TV. That's the app. You can get it on any of your streaming devices. Check it out. You'll find empowering messages and content for men. So thank you for bringing that up, Rob, and check that out yourself. We got Ephraim Salam joining us at the bottom of the hour, Rob. It, of course, is a Trash Talking Tuesday, as I said. So, Rob, who you trashing? Let me guess. I know.
We already know. I don't want to give it away.
It's a New York team?
Of course. Okay. I already did one. I'm going to do the other one.
That's
after
the lead.
Debacle, so we now have to go there. But I will say it is the start of the postseason in Major League Baseball. Some good games already, Chris, underway. One in the books.
I got two games on right now.
I know. One in the books. Is it still 3-1?
Yep, 3-1. Twinkies. Yep.
And where are we now? The Twins have lost like 14 or how many games in a row? Like, you know they've lost like 14 playoff games in a row.
I remember that from last year. Yep. Well, they look like they – you never know, but right now they look like they're on the verge of breaking that record. So
I know our boss, you know, Scott Shapiro is the biggest Minnesota Twins fan.
Yes.
So I know he's there biting his nails like, can they hold on, please?
Right.
Can you give me one win? My God.
Absolutely. All right. Well, look, we got our man Ephraim joining us in a few. But let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. Super producer Rob G is in the house. On the ones and twos, DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. On the updates, you heard him earlier, Kevin Wired. And on social media, our man, the one and only, Elijah Sabunya. All right, Rob, let's get to it. Last night, ugly! Yeah, it was, I mean, all the football in New York's been ugly this year. And the baseball, too, for that matter.
Oh, bad year, Chris, right.
I mean, actually, basketball's been the best lately, and that's really nothing to write home about, right?
No, but basketball by far than the other sports, at least this year. The Mets and Yankees, high expectations, both didn't make the playoffs. Jets and Giants off to terrible starts.
Terrible starts.
And
what are they, 1-7 between them?
No, they each won one game, right? Wow. Didn't the Giants win one?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, 2-6. You're
two
right.
Two and six, yeah.
All right, but let's talk about last night. Seattle goes into MetLife Stadium and drills the New York Giants 24-3. And Daniel Jones, the story of the night, because... Yeah, he wasn't good. He was 27 for 34. That's actually good, but he only had 203 yards. No touchdowns, two picks, a fumble. And Rob, you ready for this? He was sacked 10 times. 10 times, and there were actually 11 sacks from Seattle overall, but 10 against Daniel Jones. And Rob... It is a mess in New York, not only because, as we said, they're 1-3. They've been blown out in their three losses and were getting blown out in their one win against the hapless Arizona Cardinals, but they came back to win that in the second half. But it's also terrible, Rob, because in the offseason, the Giants gave Daniel Jones a four-year, $160 million contract. The only saving grace is that only 2 years and about $85 million or so is guaranteed. So they're only stuck with him this year and next year. But you know, after that, there's of course the cap hit. So it was just a terrible decision all the way around. And Rob, you and I said this from the get-go.
This ain't no second guess, please. No, it's not.
Not a response to last night, but go ahead, Rob, and have at Danny Dimes and the New York Giants.
I mean, in the voice of the late, great Dennis Green, he is what we knew he was, Chris, right?
He is what we thought he was.
He was. Right? No, he is.
Yeah.
Like all of the stuff that you're watching, we've seen before. The turnovers, and I know he had kind of cut down last year.
Last year it was
bad. Right, was manageable, but he's had... Chris, the turnover issues, he's just not that good. And especially if you don't have a running game to help him, Chris, but Saquon Barkley, like Charlie Weiss was on. He said, he functions when Saquon's in the lineup. Yes, right. It is a different ball game, and I'm not surprised whatsoever. We all blinked and batted our eyes, Chris. How did they break him off that much money thinking? Because they're paying for the position, not for the player. They pay for the position as a starting quarterback in the NFL. They can't justify $40 million for a guy who had 15 touchdowns in 17 games last year, who only threw over 300 yards a couple times against some of the worst defenses in the league. This is who he is. Anybody who thinks, and I know Greg Jennings played in the NFL, and I respect all of that, but he's wrong, and I get it.
Well, he dropped it to top 20.
Did he drop to top 20 finally?
He was on First Things First today, and he dropped it to top 20.
But you get my point is, Chris, I just never – top 10, like where?
No, never.
And then there was conversation – what was the conversation in New York that he was better than Dak Prescott? Did you hear that? That's what was on the talk radio in Detroit. You live out that he's better, that they would take him over Dak Prescott any day. That was the conversation. I think who was it? Tiki Barber was one of those guys talking that. Can you,
another
Tiki? I know you played for the Giants. You know what I mean?
Right.
But come
right.
on, man.
Right. Have
come
a little integrity.
Can you have some? Like, you're going to get on the airwaves.
Greg's just making an objective view. That's his take. He's, you know, everybody got their opinion. That's fair. But when you play for the Giants, it does make us wonder a little bit when you say something that off the wall.
And, Chris, let me give you one more number, and I'll get off. He's played 58 regular season games. In those 58 games, he has 64 turnovers. I mean, more turnovers than a bakery. Can we stop?
What you don't want your quarterback to do is turn the football over. That's what you don't want him to do. And he obviously is doing it more than any other player at that position. And, Rob, a few things. One, last night, because I know we got listeners saying, hold up, hold up.
He was running
for line. His life.
Yes, there
and
you
he
go.
Was. And he was. He is not the only one to blame. I don't even know if he's most to blame. Brian Daboll, you don't get off scot-free. I know you were a good coach last year. You did a really good job. You deserve to be coach of the year, all that. But your team looks wholly unprepared at the start of these games. All four. Y'all look like y'all rolling out there like, oh, they're running that play? We didn't know they had that type of scheme. Oh, that's the type of coverage they're playing? We're shocked. Like, what are y'all doing? Not to mention the offensive line, which was woeful to say the least. And I don't put the majority of the blame or all of it or most of it maybe on Daniel Jones last night, but I will say this, Rob. As bad as things were last night, when the Giants were down 14-3 with a minute left in the third quarter and they had marched down into the red zone inside the 10-yard line and Daniel Jones throws that pick six 97 yards, terrible pass. That is where it is on Daniel Jones and Daniel Jones alone.
Thank you. You're in position that, there, Chris.
Yes. I actually thought they were going to have a chance to win as they were marching. And that killed all the momentum, made it 21-3. And, Rob, it was a freaking flood from that point on. I mean, every time Jones dropped back, he was under duress after that.
Well. Also, at that point, you know, Chris, they can't run the ball. They're down. They got a pass, right? And then the other thing, Devin Weatherspoon, Chris, Weatherspoon,
that's the one that
who had the pick six, said after the game about Jones, quote, "We knew he liked to stare down his first target. We were just trusting the game plan the coaches laid out for us." So they were all ready. Like, this guy doesn't read the room, Chris, read the field. Let me see.
I think Darren Waller was wide open on that play.
You know, where you got, you just can't lock in on one receiver and just go there. Look, you got to have your reads, Chris. Go through your progressions, right? One, two, three. I might go back to one if he now opens up.
That's why Daboll threw the tablet when he was talking. He was showing him there. Waller was wide
I just
open.
Thought he was mad that his internet wasn't working. I just thought. Nothing, Alex?
The
no?
other thing is no. this, Rob.
Nah.
Okay.
Even, look, and I said this yesterday about Zach Wilson. What Zach Wilson, look, New York, slow down. New York, have a drink of water. Take a breath. Zach Wilson did not prove Sunday night that he's a franchise quarterback. What he did was earn another look. What he did was buy himself some time to see if he could potentially be that guy. And that, New York, is all Daniel Jones did last year. That's it. It was his fourth year. He showed you, maybe. Maybe. And what you should have done was franchised him. And again, this is no second guess, Rob and I were saying this before he was signed. franchise tag Daniel Jones and give him one more tryout year, prove it year, and Rob signed Saquon Barkley to the long-term deal. Now, I get that running backs aren't getting paid, and there's a lot of great running backs out there, and I get it that you can get one on the cheap. But here's the deal. Even if Rob, and Saquon's hurt, and he's had injury issues, so I get all that. But Rob, if they had given Saquon Barkley 3 years, $38 million, which is a lot now for a running back, that wouldn't have even equaled what Daniel Jones is getting for one season.
Right. That's the thing. Him $40
Paying
million.
The running back does not hurt, cripple you financially. And so that was the obvious choice. Instead, they went the other way. Because, Rob, I guess, I'm sorry, we know Daniel Jones only threw for 15 touchdowns last year in 16 games. We only threw for 200 yards a game. But I guess the Giants, because he ran for 700 yards, they thought he was Michael Vick. They thought he was Lamar Jackson. So they went ahead and paid him. Come on.
It can't be. Who's running the Giants front office?
It makes you wonder, man.
It does.
Saying, and he's done okay at times, but this is a mess right now.
It is a mess.
It is a mess, and he better get it together. Rob, you don't get that long in today's NFL.
No.
I mean just Jones. I mean the front office and Dable.
No, definitely. I mean, you can't be that bad. And I might have to rename the Giants general manager to Joe Shame. Shame on you for signing Daniel Jones. I mean, what was that? Like, seriously, Chris, and everybody was scratching their head when they went out and they had to have Daniel Jones. And this is the other part that drives me crazy. Why, if Daniel Jones or some of the Carson Wentz or some of the quarterbacks who signed big, Chris, and they don't pan out, that doesn't affect the other quarterbacks. But if a running back gets hurt or doesn't play well or whatever, oh, no, I can't pay him. Like it's only when it comes through. Why is that? Why don't you hold it against quarterbacks? And why do you just pay the position rather than looking at Daniel Jones's numbers and go, dude, you want to play or not? We got $15 million, $18 million. Don't. We'll see you.
Yeah, that's where, like, Charlie Weiss was saying, the CBA. They put a number. I don't know how they do it. You know, is this a
We talked about it, Chris, the CBA and the union.
It's a mess.
It's disgraceful.
And that's the thing. Like, you're boohooing now. Where were you at when you were negotiating? And I get it if the players didn't see this coming. Robbie came quickly, right? Ezekiel Elliott got paid. Ty Gurley got paid. These were just a few years ago. It came quickly.
Yep.
But the job of the executives you hire to run the associate players association, they're supposed to foresee that.
They have to. That's their job.
That's their job. They're supposed to foresee that. And so y'all got to get that together. All right, 877-99 on Fox. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Simple question. Danny Dimes. We shouldn't even call him Danny Dimes. But Daniel Jones. Are the Giants in even worse shape than it appears because they've signed this guy long term? Your thoughts next on the Giants fiasco at quarterback. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place is wonderful. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. All right, it is 877-99 on Fox. Your turn, Chris, to weigh in. Danny Dimes, your thoughts?
Let me jump this real quick. The Minnesota Twins finally won a playoff game, and we were wrong. Guess how many games in a row they lost, Chris?
18.
Yeah. They lost 18 in a row before winning 3-1 today, and they were outscored during that stretch, 107-48. The Twins win game one of the wild card. Okay, here we go. Just wanted to get that out there. My God, finally. Sean, we're going to kick it off with Sean in San Diego. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sean?
Thank you for taking my call. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
Now, I wanted to say, I don't think yesterday was a fair assessment because of the
We ain't going just off yesterday. We get that. We're not just saying yesterday. We said it before the season. He shouldn't have got that contract. You think he should have?
Did he deserve a contract? No, he didn't. I don't think he deserved a contract. But, you know, they didn't have too many options to go with. You know,
yeah, franchise tag. What was wrong with
the
franchise tag?
They didn't have to give him a contract. Right, he couldn't go anywhere. He got the same thing they did to Saquon. He had no choice.
I don't think they had many choices in the thing.
The choice was the franchise. You didn't have to give him 4 years, $160 million, and I get it. It's essentially 2 years, 85 or something like that.
Still. Not guaranteed. It depends on, you know.
No, I know.
Yeah, but we got that. But it's still 85, and they wouldn't even give Saquon $11 million.
Because he's a running back.
To me, it's not even a Saquon versus Danny.
No, but he says because he's a running back. What about being a bad quarterback? How about being a bad quarterback? Does that not count for anything?
You have to give him the $40 million. That's the thing. We hear you. Who were they going to go to? We don't know. But you could have just franchised him. That's all you had to do. A one-year tryout. And you know what? If you're not sure after this year, franchise him again.
Chris, what did they do in Green Bay with Jordan Love? They gave him a one-year,
right,
you know, like one-year deal saying,
like,
hey, okay, let's see what you got. Let's see what we're going to do. They didn't commit before seeing him play
That's the thing. They didn't commit. That's the mistake. Look, like I said, I think last year he played well enough to make me say, let's take another look. But apparently to them, it was like, this is our guy. We're
going to
beat the Eagles and Cowboys with him.
Yeah, okay.
Come on.
Obi in Los Angeles, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Obi?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Wanted to say, first of all, Mr. Broussard, your Instagram posts are very inspiring. Thank you for all those.
Thank you, my man. I appreciate that. Check out King TV, too, man. That's more inspiration.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Parker,
another great job on Sunday night.
Thank you.
You guys are spot on. There's no reason to pay this guy. This guy has not shown anything to show that he deserved that contract. And the whole running back thing, unfortunately, the Gurley and Ezekiel
yeah, those did it. You're right.
Really screwed everything up. But it's unfair that the quarterback's not being penalized as well.
That's my biggest issue is that you don't hold that against quarterbacks. When it was Daniel Jones's turn, they just said, okay, yeah, quarterbacks are getting $40 million. Let's pay Daniel. That's what they did.
Exactly.
I think it's messed up. Thanks a lot, Obi. Appreciate the support all the way around.
Ephraim Salam in a few minutes first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
That's right. He has theme music. Former NFL offensive lineman, now Fox Sports Radio. Weekend superstar, our man Ephraim Salam. And with Too Short being his theme music, the Bay Area MC, legend, I'm going to start with something coming out of the Bay Area, Ephraim, in basketball, because I know you know your hoops. What do you think about Damian Lillard going to Milwaukee? And do you think that makes them the favorite in the East and the league? Because you see Boston made a move, too.
Well, when I saw that news drop, I was like, whoa. That's a problem. That is a problem for the league, not only the East, but for the entire league. You have Damian Lillard go over with and join up with arguably the best player in the league. Then that's what Damian Lillard wanted. That's what Giannis wanted. All of the stuff he was talking about this offseason about, look, I'm not re-signing here until I see if they're committed as I am. Well, this shows Giannis that the Milwaukee Bucks are as committed to winning another championship. And, I mean, just think about that high screening role with Damian Lillard. Who are you going to go? How can you stop that? There's not a team in the league that can stop that high pick and roll.
The range is ridiculous. And then Giannis rolling to the rim.
Oh, it's over. It's nothing you can do. Nothing you can do. So, you know, this now becomes a war of attrition. Can they stay healthy? Whichever team can stay healthy. We saw what happened when Giannis hurt his back in the playoffs. And, you know, they just couldn't regain their footing losing to the Heat in the playoffs. So if everything is equal and everybody's healthy, then I would give Milwaukee the favorite.
Help me here. How could you play in the NFL, watch Daniel Jones, and then tell everybody that he's a top 10 quarterback? Help me with that.
Somebody said that.
Greg Jennings. We've been having fights with Greg Jennings for the last year.
You can't make statements like that because then you start losing credibility.
Tell me about Daniel Jones after watching last
mulligan.
Night.
He getting a mulligan. He's taking a mulligan on that one.
Nothing about Daniel Jones last night, the week before, even last season would have lent me to giving him the contract that he got and me not paying Saquon Barkley. I said it when it happened. I said, oh, they bet on the wrong horse.
Yep.
They bet on the wrong horse. They should have easily franchise tagged a quarterback who had one good year, if you can call it a good year, because the heavy burden of the workload went to Saquon Barkley. He's the reason that team went to the playoffs last year, not Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones just didn't mess it up. So do you sign that guy to what do you make, $40 million?
He's making $40 million, million. 2 years, 85 guaranteed.
It's ridiculous. It's silly. Somebody's going to get fired for that. I can promise you that.
Yeah, they looking bad right now. Well, let's stay there for a minute because Brian Daboll did a great job last year. He was coach of the year. But, Ephraim, it looks to me, I mean, they look incredibly unprepared at the start of every game. Every game. That's got to be coaching to me.
Well, it is coaching. And the one thing you have to realize is sometimes coaches can overthink or outthink themselves, right? You have to be willing as a coach, especially an offensive coordinator, you have to be able to swallow your ego and not call the game plan you want to call. You have to alter the game plan based on your talent. And what I mean by that is if you watch the Houston Texans play, right, they had four reserve offensive linemen, four backup offensive linemen starting for them. And if you know in this league, if you got one adequate backup offensive line, you're winning. You're winning the lottery. There's not a whole bunch of extra offensive linemen floating around the league. And they called a game plan on Sunday that made sure they kept those guys from harm's way. They moved the pocket. They did some things in the run game to get them to establish a rhythm. So when you understand that as the play caller, then now you can get the best out of everybody on that offense. We're not seeing that in New York. We're not seeing that at all. They're hanging those guys out the door. You got to remember, New York's best offensive linemen aren't playing either. They're also on the shelf. So why would you have this guy that's playing left tackle out there trying to block a nine technique on a seven-step drop or a five-step drop? We're not about to do that. It's not happening. And the 11 sacks, you give up 11 sacks, that's no longer an offensive line problem. It's a coaching problem. It's a you problem.
Even speaking of coaching and you, Sean Payton, I know they got the win, came back. The Bears gave it up in a game that looked like they were going to go to 0-4. But is he wounded? I mean, like that team, again, just doesn't look right. And you just can't blame Russell Wilson as the only reason. He's actually playing better than he did last year. What is it?
I tell you what, Russell's actually not – he's not the reason. He's not playing bad. He's not the Russell Wilson we saw at the end of Seattle 2 years ago and last year. He's actually, if you look at his numbers, he's playing well. They just have to be able to put it all together as a team. Offensively and defensively in one half, both halves, right? You got to start fast and you got to play with fire on defense in the first half and let that carry over in the second half. What we're getting from them is, the outlier being the Miami game, where you're getting two different, like, offense is on fire, defense is not. And then vice versa, defense shuts them down, offense can't score any points. You need to have a full effort, man. If offense and defense, including the special teams, aren't clicking, then you'll have these ebbs and flows. You'll have these ups and downs. One week you look good, the next week you look bad. It's a team thing, especially when you're trying to claw yourself out of a hole, which they put themselves in early this year.
We're joined by Ephraim Salam, former NFL offensive lineman, here on Fox Sports Radio.
I just want to follow up, Coach, and Brandon Staley. Where are you on Brandon Staley? Continues to do the same thing over and over. Been bailed out two end zone interceptions to win games back to back weeks. How many times can you count on that,
brother? You can't count on it at all. And the fact that this man still has this job, it blows my mind.
It's ridiculous.
I don't even know. Like I say, I use this analogy every week. You wouldn't buy a Rolls Royce and then let your 9-year-old drive it home from the dealership. Okay, that's what they're doing with Justin Herbert. Okay, he's a Rolls Royce, and you have Brandon Staley driving it home from the dealership, and he's 9 years old, and he's hitting every parked car, running every light, hitting. By the time it gets home, it has zero value, and that's what he's doing to this team and to this quarterback.
No doubt. Let's end here. We got about a minute for your answer. Philadelphia, 4-0, which is good, but haven't looked like the Super Bowl, defended NFC champions, I would say. How should Philadelphia Eagles fans be concerned or not worried at all?
Look, it's always tougher the next year. Once you have success like that, it's always tougher. Teams are ready for you. Prior to last year, this was a let's see who Jalen Hurts is.
Right.
This is his coming out party. Now that people know who he is and what he brings to the table, teams are prepared for him. They're game planning for him. And, you know, they lost a lot of defensive players. Now, they got some young stallions on that defensive line, all from Georgia, who are making a huge impact. So just give them time. You got to remember, they're very young. And as this season goes, that's the first quarter down. They'll be better the second quarter. And by midseason, they'll be, you know, full steam ahead.
All right. That's our man, Ephraim Salaam. Check him out here on Fox Sports Radio on weekends. Great stuff, man.
Absolutely, brothers. Y'all stay safe.
All right, brother. Yep. More I Couple coming your way. Shekel City's next. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're sponsored by BetterHelp. Therapy can bring out a whole new you, and BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BetterHelp.com/Odd Couple. It's time for Shekel City.
Two, Shekel City. The home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Chris, Milwaukee up 3-0 over the D-backs in Milwaukee. Second inning, 3-0 Brew Crew. And Chris, before the game started today, I did a Shekel City really early. Elijah will vouch for me, put it out on social media. My best bet was the Minnesota Twins plus 1.5 runs. And guess what? They cashed. I picked the Rangers plus 1.5 runs. Guess what? They cashed. I had the Brewers minus 1.5 runs. Obviously, that's in play, Chris, up 3-0. And I have the Phillies minus 1.5 runs playing the last game of the night against the Marlins starting at 8 o'clock Eastern time. So Twins won, Rangers won, Brewers are winning, and I also have the Phillies minus 1.5 runs. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. And guess what, Chris? I put shekels down tonight, and I'm feeling good.
Definitely a good start for you, that's for sure. So, all right, so you got the Twins. You know, you had them winning tonight. What about the series? You like them in the series?
I do. I know it's You know, they play in the AL Central, Chris. They win the division. You know, it's not the greatest division.
Right. Correa, I mean, hasn't had a seed, but the worst record.
Right. Correa hasn't had a great year. Obviously, you know, remember two teams voided contracts on him. So he's playing, but he hasn't had the greatest year. But there's something about the Twins, Chris. That kid, Royce Lewis, who's an MLB bro, who we follow on MLBbro.com, had two home runs today. He's been a godsend coming up and playing for the Twins. Two home runs in all three RBIs. I still like the Twins. I don't know. The Blue Jays are good. They are. It's just one game, but that's a big win in a best of three, Chris. The first game one is really important in a best of three. Not that means it's over, but it's not by any stretch where a team can win two games in a row. But we talked about it earlier. They had lost 18 straight playoff games. Just think about that. And most of the Yankees. The Yankees have owned the Twins. I bet you the Yankees own about 12 of those wins, Chris, out of the 18.
Right. I'm going to tell you in a minute, but go ahead.
It's a ton. But they at some point have to get the monkey off their back. They're a good team. They got some good players.
Yep.
So 13, what did I say, 12? And it was 13.
13
not bad
for the Yankees. Yeah,
not a bad guess. I know the Yankees own them, and they could never beat them. They had great seasons in the past and always would get beat by the Yankees. But this might be a different day for the Twins. And so far, they're off to a good start. The playoffs are off to a good start. I like the Twins. And I like the Rangers, Chris. I picked them to win the division. They choked it down the last day of the year. They got shut out 1-0, lost the division, became a wild card, had to go on the road. And what do? Picked themselves up, a 4-0 Jordan Montgomery. I don't know if you saw any of the highlights from game one, Chris. Early on, second or third inning, there's like a bunt with two guys on it trying to move the runners up. Jordan Montgomery makes a diving catch in between home and first, in that area, that little dead area between home and first.
Right.
Chris, a diving catch stretched
full out. He caught the bunt?
And caught the bunt, yes.
Wow.
And it saved them. If that ball would have bounced and hit him, two runs might have scored. And then it would have been a totally different game. And then he went on to pitch seven shutout innings. So Jordan Montgomery saved himself with a big catch. Wasn't afraid to dive. You know, like, I'm sure they were screaming or mad that he would extend his arms to at the pitching arm in order to make the catch. But he made the catch and pitched the shutout. So they're off to a good start.
Let me ask you this on the eve of these playoffs. What do you think is, like, the best story in each league? Like, you know, a team going to the World Series, what do you think would be the best story in each league?
I think that, for me, the Texas Rangers in the American League.
Wow.
You know, they had DeGrom, Chris. That didn't work. Scherzer's hurt. Like, that's an incredible story if they're able to still win. You know, they have an unbelievable offense.
Right.
But that would be something if they were able to win. In the National League, other than the obvious, you got the two best teams, right? The Dodgers and the Braves. I don't know if the Braves going, you know, winning again with that lineup. I mean, that could be, just talk about where they're headed again. It might be that Braves team from the 90s when they won all those divisions.
Right.
So
right.
The Braves, that could be a great story about on a positive note.
Yeah, Astros are always an interesting story too. You know, could they be a dynasty? You know, all right, keep it locked. A couple 2 hours left.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World? Like, hey, we came to play. Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.